Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Your leadership ends the day you stop communicating. Whether as a father or a mother or a head of unit in your office, the day you stop talking, you are no more in charge. Whoever is talking, in the realm of the spirit, the one who prays more is the leader. It's not the one who holds microphone, no. The one who prays more. You see, the thing with prayer is that nobody is going to clap for you and say you are praying. Nobody is going to say, well done, pastor, you are praying. The pastor that preaches but doesn't pray is on his own. The Christian sister in the prayer unit but doesn't have prayer life is on her own. You see, in this enterprise, there are certain things we cannot negotiate. If you are an Ifa initiate, if you belong to the Ifa cult, you must know some things. You can't be talking the way an Ogberi, you know what they call Ogberi, an outsider is talking. When we look at a particular problem, you, the owner of the problem, you are looking at it from one angle. The Ifa initiate is looking at it from another angle. We cannot be as confused as the world. We have been given the wisdom of God. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. So many times when I'm even weak and I cannot pray, do you know what I do? I remind myself that the life that I live now is no more my life, but it's life. I remind myself. Even after I have fasted and I've prayed and I'm going for meetings, I remind myself that as I step into that place, it's not going to be this young boy again. It's going to breathe through me. So I don't need to scream and shout and all. If I just tell you it is well with you, if you take it, it works. And you can walk in that same mentality. You are anointed. Come on, say you are anointed. You are anointed. If you are not anointed, your name can't be in the book of life. You are anointed with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I'm still tempted. I really don't know what to tell you because I have two powerful messages. Why many Christians are unable to develop intimacy with the Lord? That's the title of my message. Why many Christians are unable to develop intimacy with the Lord? Let's start from Psalms 25. You see, some of these things I'm sharing with you, they are not really, as it were, messages. There are things that maybe I'm just watching Netflix, you know, because some of you don't want to pay for Netflix. You are praying for the day they will say the subscription is free. It cannot happen. For me, the money I put there now can buy half plot. How many verses does this chapter have? You see, what I'm sharing with you are the things that come to me. How many verses? 20? Oluwa. What was I writing when I wrote all this? Okay, let's take the first 5 or 6. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul? Verse 2. Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, and let not my enemies triumph over me. Yes, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed that transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth. Teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Verse 7. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness sake, O Lord. Verse 8, finally. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, will he teach sinners in the way. So these are musings. Like when I'm watching Netflix, I'm getting these revelations. So I just start typing on my notepad. So these are, if you want to rename the message, you can call it musings from Netflix. Okay? Because some of you believe that when you are in church, you are spiritual. When you are at home, you are that carnal brother. No, it's a continuum. It's a continuum. There's no secular spiritual. It's your mindset that determines which one you are operating. Okay? So you can be sleeping. There are people that speak in tongues when they are awake, but they're pushing them in their dream. Because somewhere you think that in your dream you are weak. And in the physical realm you are strong. You understand? But I submit to you, in case we have any members here of the other side, if I see you in the dream and I'm running from you, just know that I'm setting a trap for you. And when we get to where Yoruba people call Oju Olomo Otito, do you know the meaning of that? Oju Olomo, when we want to fight, in those days, in Mushi or in Abulegba, when we want to fight, they'll say, let's not fight here. Let's go to that corner where when we start fighting, nobody will separate us. And I have a colleague, blessed brethren, who decided to fight in class. But this other brother knew he could not fight. Amen. He could not fight. But he didn't want to disgrace himself because it's a co-educational school. And we have some of these girls, Busayo, you know, some of these ladies with nice names in the class. We didn't have so many ladies, but we had them. They used to make up. And it would not be good that it was your fight that they made the subject for the next 1 week. So even if they talk about it, they should be able to say, you won. So the brother decided to take the fight, knowing that he's not strong. Pick your enemy. Sun Tzu, know thyself, know your enemy. It's in the Bible. Forget about the Confucius guy. Know thyself, know your enemy. Don't just open your mouth. Take the shame. You are not getting married yet. By the time you are getting married, God will bring you roller care. Who understands that you are not fighting is not your skill? You must find your accent. So the brothers started to fight. And they wanted to separate them. And they said, no, leave us. Then they started fighting. So what he did, let me tell you his tactics, is that he just made sure he held the brother's hand like this. So they were dragging each other. So that hand must not be free. Because if that hand is free and he punches him, game over. So he just held the hand. And they were the other boy was dragging him. You see, you have to be smart. He was dragging him and the brother just was just doing like this. He was just doing like this. But at some point, he realized that the person who eats akpu in the morning and the one that eats indomie, they are not the same thing. I talked to my children. Have you had breakfast? I said, what did you have? I said, I had Cocoa Pops, all those contraptions, cornflakes. Those are things you eat after you've eaten. You see, I don't know the kind of person people are looking for, but can I be real with you? When I was growing up, it was yam. Sometimes, Eba. Come on now. If you are in Surulere area, it's in front of your house, you will buy a wagon. Yes, now you are just speaking Queen's English. Nobody can hear word again. This boy was eating all these contraptions when he was growing up. This other one was eating akpu. And you come to the realm of spiritual battle. You don't know that Eba. You see the way that, depending on where you come from, that Eba will be very strong. And the blow is like that. I'm teaching you spiritual things here. See, I just like it when Pastor Gbenga preaches about encouragement. He's gifted in the message of encouragement. Pastor Gbenga is a love being. He loves people. He said, you will not survive like this. All those love things, when there's no war. It is when there's no war that we love and marry. When it's time for war, go and watch all those epic films. We carry our sword. You see, it's shining. I'm watching one film now. It's the sword is... don't worry. Because people will say, I'm teaching you bad things. Go and watch all these things. Amen. So when your children are talking about it, you'll be looking like, okay, what's that? Because now my children are asking me questions, and I'm saying, hey, go and sit down. I don't know what they are talking about. Say, go and carry your book. But the truth of the matter is, I don't understand what they are talking about. You have to be skilled for warfare. And one of the powerful keys for being skilled in warfare is intimacy. Because a time will come when they fight with you and they cannot bring you down. They will ask you, by whose authority are you doing what you are doing? They will challenge your authority. If all you know is, every time you see me, I dance like, if that's the only thing you know. For you to sing that song, you must have won battles. So this brother that was eating apple was fighting with the one that in their house, it's conflicts. And cocoa puffs, bread and egg, tea. Do you mean tea? The day I knew that it was not tea I was drinking was the day my father's friend brought milk from the US. I didn't know what to call what I was drinking again, because sincerely, to God who made me, that thing we are eating in this country is not milk. Just, you may not believe me, but God will bless you. You will go on vacation. So when you just ask for tea, you understand? I ask for milk. Then call me. Then let's have a conversation. But you will not believe. I know you will not believe me, because you believe the best, Nigeria is the best. But don't worry. When you go there, ask for tea. Ask for a cup of tea. Then they dragged this brother and the other strong Aku brother removed his hand. Then gave a death blow. There's something they call death blow. Gave a death blow. And then the other boy staggered. Now, when your enemy staggers, it's not the time to say, "Sha, I told you." It's the time to rush in. Then the fine guys started strolling. They were coming from break. Hello. Wrongest time. The guy should have just accepted the defeat before the battle started. And I started hearing, "Sorry, if you don't understand Yoruba, Elawa. Elawa. Elawa." What he's saying is that separators. Men are separators now. Men are separators. So when the stronger guy heard Elawa, he now said, "Okay, he's weak." That he now pushed him to the corner and started boxing his head. He didn't box anywhere. He was boxed, then the thing started swelling. He pushed his head against the wall and started punching him. So that if nobody even hears anything, the day you come to school, the next day, people say, "What's wrong with you? What happened to your head?" You know? So I know some of you, when you're on campus, you obey all the rules. Some of us, we broke all the rules. If you don't learn how to climb fence to go and eat in boarding school, you didn't go to secondary school. You understand? And we did it as Christians. Because there's something about that eba. That there's one woman behind the fence that is cooking something there. If you don't jump, you won't enjoy the food. If you go through the gate, you can't enjoy it. The blessing God puts in your hands that you don't even know how it came. How can you know the value? You didn't fast, you didn't pray. You didn't pray prayer of deliverance. You didn't pray prayer to dismantle satanic work in your area. You just walk in and say, "Oh, that's the man of God of the hour." You won't know the value. I'm telling you why many people are spiritually weak. They don't know the value of what God is doing in their life now. They just like that, "And God did it. What God cannot do does not exist." Stay there. Who told you? Who told you? There are some things God can do, we refuse to do it. Because the person who is talking is a useless person. Say, what God cannot do? God is not on Facebook. You better go and start fasting. Is it true? Yes. Is that your experience? Not all the time. How many of you can beat your chest and say, every time you pray, God heard? People are not sincere. One of the rules of prayer is to know that when you pray, God can say no. One of the rules of prayer is to know that when you pray, God can say what? No. And God may not explain himself all the time. So the blessing of being God's child is that you are able to live is that God is able to live and manifest in us with the same power and character that he lived and manifested in Jesus on earth. That's the blessing. Let me explain what I mean by that. For instance, there are people that just, they believe in hustling. And can I tell you that hustling is not a kingdom word? We are not hustlers. We are not fighting for 2023. There are some of them now. The spirit of error is making them say rubbish now. We are, whether it's true later or something, they have lost the next election. If you like, go and cry on TV. Go and cry. We have removed you. All of you, you will be doing mistake till we will know all of you. We are collating their names. They will keep misfiring. Go and write it. Just this week, just watch TV. Don't pray. Watch TV. You will see them. They, it's as if something will be pushing them to talk. Then will be, it's okay, okay. Add his name. Remove the honorable. Just put the name. The blessedness, what excites God, is that when he looks at God's power, he looks at God's power with all the challenges in his life. He looks at God's power with all the challenges in his family. And then he sees God's power start from point A and begins to grow into Christ. And begins to grow into Christ. And begins to grow into Christ. And begins to grow. There's a particular man of God in Abuja. He used to be a Muslim. Then when he became a born-again Christian, he became even poorer because his father threw him out. His father is a military officer and an allergy. That's two dangerous combination. Well, a military officer and an allergy. It's a very dangerous combination. Because anyway, is you are playing 9, somebody is playing 7, somebody is playing 11. Anyhow, you can't win. So they disown the boy. And the man say, I curse you. Use the curses inside. He cursed the boy. And say, the only day this curse will reverse is if you come back to this religion. So the boy started living under the bridge. His father was a senior officer, but living under the bridge. The issue of intimacy is not a small thing, you know, because when the devil starts asking you questions, why are you not married? Why are you not working? That your friend that is working in Shell, is he born again? You saw him 2 weeks ago. He was still smoking. If you don't understand your relationship with God and you only attach your work with God based on what he has done for you or what he can do, you will fail. In life, there are going to be challenges, whether you like it or not. If you don't want to be a widow, don't marry. If you don't want to be a widower, don't mind. The day you marry and we are dancing with you, a day will come. You understand? Except you run away, like some people are running away in the US now, and say you don't want to marry again. Because now it is woke. You are being woke when you walk away. But a day came, Tina. The brother decided to come back home. You see, when you are going through challenges, it's not the time to be asking yourself, who did I offend? Is it time to enter into the realm of fasting and prayer? Yes. Fasting. When I say fasting, I didn't say fasting from TV, from food. And I can assure you, like you always know, the devil is smart. The day you decide 7 days fasting with VG, that woman in your street will come out and start frying egg roll. Then you ask yourself, which kind of bad market with this one? All of a sudden, you know, if you are in Surule, I used to live, you people don't know I've lived in many places. I lived at around a Mashakilo. There's one woman there, she comes with that big thing, is Ewagoyin. Despite what all my able friends tried to do to teach me that thing, I couldn't understand it. Because I'm coming from the village where we cook our beans. So I don't really understand this. Or something. They tried to introduce me. My stomach could not accept it. But if you were born in Surulere, you drank Surulere water. Those are your daily bread. The brother came into the house. That season when he almost went back to Satan because he was disowned and even Christians could not accommodate him in their house. So if that this one is a fake religion, because even believers that were in church together, nobody gave him a place. He was sleeping in classrooms, broken rooms, under the tree. Nobody said, brother, how are you doing? But he was praying, he was fasting, he was praying. He said the day his faith was crushed the most was the day he went to a powerful man of God that used to come and preach for them. And then he said, my father threw me out. The man knew his father as a top military officer in Jos. And he said, your father, eh? Bye-bye, good night, close the door. He said that day he told himself, I'm going back to the world. He cried. But he went into prayers, went into fasting. The day he decided to come back home, he met the family in tears. His elder sister had passed out and she wasn't breathing. Come on, say, know your God. It is those who know their God, whether Quran, Imam, Buddhist, Hindu. It's not a Christian verse. Those that know their God. It's not a Christian verse. Those that know their God. The personal revelation you have of your God. You can know Jesus, but if I know my Quran more than you, I can overpower you. It's revelation. You can be singing, when you see me dance. We are talking about warfare. You have to win first to sing that song. He got to the compound, saw people in tears. What's happening? Because of the situation he met, the father could not attack him. People were crying. The man sat in a corner. Then the mom, you know, came and said, called his name. Say, hey, see, your sister. He just throwed, saw the sister wasn't breathing, then he knelt beside her. You see, when he saw the tears his mother was shedding, he was touched. The mom didn't want him to leave the house, but the father insisted. Then he laid hands on the girl. In the name of Jesus who saved me and revealed himself to me, receive your life back. And then he removed his hands. The father jumped up. Say, everybody gather. Gather. Don't gather. The person that arose was the first person to give his life to Christ. The mother followed. The father followed. You don't answer madness with wisdom. You answer madness with corresponding madness. When the devil comes to your doorstep and says, we are taking over this place, you don't come out and say, see, this is CFO. We paid for this land. This is our receipt. You run mad with him. You can't touch my wife. You can't touch my child. You go mad. You go ballistic. But you can only do that when you know your God. Every scripture that man knew in the Quran fell apart in 1 minute. Your greatest strength as a believer is to know your place of power with God. And you can't know it eating and drinking. You must come to the life and the place of sacrifice. The place of intimacy. Not microphone, no. Intimacy. Intimacy. When God sees into you and you see into him. You can be punching your computer. I remember a time they were recommending to take me to psychiatric hospital. You don't know this one. Because the people who taught me how to pray, they told me you will never have time to pray. You have to train yourself to pray on the road. Train yourself to pray when punching your computer in the office. Before people talk to you, they have to look at your face to be sure you are not praying. It's not this psychedelic tongue that we are speaking that sounds like French. You know, French language is very romantic. Some of you don't know. You just speak. It's very sweet. It's smooth. Go and ask Busayo. Very smooth. I'm talking about caterpillar tongues. The Bible says Jesus prayed with deep groanings. If Jesus needed to pray, and you, all your mentors are those who say, just believe it, receive it, it's settled. Intimacy. I'm telling you why many people cannot be close to God. Because following God requires sacrifice. Following God requires what? God will take you away from what you like. There was a lady in Benue State. The lady married into a family of witchcraft. I heard this from one of my friends. He married into a family of witchcraft. You know, some of you just like all these brothers bearing Femi, Ronald, Femi, Ronaldo, Ayomikun, Ayomide, all those nice names. You better ask them which idol is in their father's house. Say Femi, Biojuti, Femi, whatever. You see, you can marry, he's in the choir. He's a member of the choir. And you like the way he sings. Femi, every time he sings, it's just one side. Femi. There's one church where the brother, the tallest brother in the church, was in the praise leader in the choir. Any day we are doing VG, praise VG, people come because of that guy. Because he's very tall. And because of the way he's tall, he cannot dance freely. So he'll now be doing like this. That's the way he dances. He's so tall. So and the ladies just like the guy. He moving to the right now. I'm moving to the guy. He can't dance. You understand? He's so tall. Femi, marry me. He's so tall. People don't like. And even when they finish the praise worship, the pastor will say, "Brafem, come back and lead us for 10 more minutes." The pastor doesn't have message, but Brafem is the joker. Now, if Brafemi now leaves the church and say, "God is sending me to arrest world," now they will bring soldiers to arrest him. Because Femi is their joker. Femi cannot. You want to marry Femi? You want to marry peace? And take her away. Femi. You see, it's not your physical stature I'm talking about. I'm talking about your weight in the spirit. When you show up in the spirit, they see emissions of fire. Those things, you don't cook them up just by watching Endless Love on Netflix. By watching Zeus. By watching Telemundo. The issue of intimacy with God is something of sacrifice and is deliberate. You will learn how to talk to God inside the traffic. You will learn how to shut your eyes in the midst of noise. Sometimes you enter some of these satanic buses. The moment you enter, you get into those buses. You are sitting in front beside the driver and you are hearing, and they are just doing all those contraptions, and your spirit is, you have to learn how to show. You don't master it one day. That's the challenge. You don't master it one day. You learn how to shut out evil voices. When my boss said to me, "Benga, I heard you got married. You are a failure." The young guy, man. I didn't get married until I was 34. Last Valentine, I bought my wife a brand new car. She jumped on my neck and said, "I love you, darling." I just smiled. Who won't love a man who buys a brand new car, a BMW, as a birthday gift? Valentine, it's not even her birthday. Say, "Benga, no. If I'd known, I would have advised you." I was in that office when they fired him. Being intimate with God requires shutting down voices that you don't need. Because there are voices that will never let you be close to God. Voices that tell you to rationalize. They tell you, "This business, it's not faith, it's not Christianity. This business." Why many cannot be intimate with the Lord? Listen to me. There's actually a growing population in the body of Christ of people who come to church but they don't know God. Are you hearing me now? People who are in church, and that's why you see them. The way to know the spirit in an area is to see the kind of church programs they are doing. Comedy night, Presco, Fuji Presco. There's nothing wrong with Fuji musical. I'm just telling you. Because you may get to heaven on the day Jesus comes, and it's Fuji they will use to welcome you. I'm telling you, so you won't be shocked. And say, "Am I in the wrong? Is there another heaven?" You get to where we be. Fuji sounds of heaven, Sheruba. bam, bam. Finish the hands of heaven. Sheruba, one, Shongos, tiga, 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 Shongos, tiga, 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 this on our Fuji time, man. And then while you are sitting here, Jamaica just called Gri, Gri. We don't they fight since all these days over one dance today. Hey, Michael, hey, Gabby, Gabby. Your only that your only unrighteous mind will not let you dance. Because in your mind, there's a way Christians are supposed to dance. But now you know, God don't know. We are talking about intimacy with the Lord. So don't, I'm not against Fuji, don't deceive yourself. And I'm not against local music. They, you can get to where they play only over the coke style. It's only people like you that will not dance. We know you, and we know your address. Intimacy with the Lord is a private thing. It's a personal thing. How do you know you are getting intimate with the Lord? When you begin to make your private and personal decisions based on your relationship with Him and not based on what is popular, you are getting close. Did you hear what I said? Nobody will fault you for doing it. But between you and your God, you now decide that I will not start my day picking up my phone to check Facebook again. I will start my day. The moment you make a decision, just because of you and God, you are making progress. It's not just what we do corporately. I'm telling you, it has to do with your personal decisions. Because some people now, they are thinking of living here now, going to that street on the other side and asking for Kwamwan and all those things. I'm not talking to you. In the days of Joshua, there were a lot of strange miracles that God did through the hands of Joshua. But by the time he was dying, Joshua was regretting. He pastored over 5 to 10 million people. That's a mega pastor. Eh? Joshua. He led over five, because Moses led 5 million. So by the time, let's just say 7 million. He led them to the promised land. He did what Moses could not do. But he looked at them and he began to like, ha, the way I'm looking at these people, they don't look like that they can stand pressure. How you will know your weight with God? It's not when God does something good for you. It's when you have seasons of contradictions. When God says to you, by this time next year, I'm going to relocate you to Canada. Say amen. Amen. I didn't say God said, it's just an example. But even the example of a prophet is a prophecy. Uh-huh. So if all of you run there, who will come to church? Should I reverse my prophecy? If you want to leave me here, you will just see me at the airport with you. We'll die here. Let's go. Why miracles may meet our need for divine intervention, it does not answer the need for intimacy. Let me read again. While miracles may meet our need for divine intervention, when you need God to come through for you, it does not answer the need for intimacy with the Lord. Signs and wonders are important. And they should be part of our lives. But to know the Lord and His ways, we require other skill sets. Are you hearing me now? Do you need miracles? So, there's a way to get miracles. But to know the Lord, another thing. Number three. But it is possible to be God's child, but completely useless in His house. It is possible to be God's child, but be completely useless in his house. Like that servant that he gave one talent. Living in his master's house. Eating his master's food. And analyzing his master's message. Say, why is he quoting Joshua chapter 2? Why is he not using Ephesians chapter 3? Now you know. The master gave unto some according to the ability. And he took the talent. He took the resources. It is possible. I'm not saying that's you. I'm saying it is possible. What does it mean to be useless? Let me simplify it for you. It's when God looks at you and he doesn't know the kind of message he can send you. He can't send you to go and buy Maggie. He can't send you to go and call the mechanic at the gate, at the estate gate. He can't send you to even go and deliver a message. But is but to watch Teen Titans and Cartoon Network, that one know they had. You know the password. My children, my wife changed her phone last week. The children hacked her password. Then I came to tell her, this is your password. She said, it's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie. She quickly went to change it again. So there are some people, they are only good for hacking. They are only good for Cartoon Network. They will never watch, sorry, don't watch NTA. They will never watch Arise TV. When they were killing people in Lekki, NTA was showing one a Greek program or something. What a contraption. NTA on satellite. Nothing was going on in the country. And some of you are here. You still want to vote for them. You made the mistake once, 2015. This 2019, you did it deliberately. If you voted for them, you did it deliberately. And all of you praying that the man should die, he will not die. You will see the fruit of your labor. I'm passing. Say, die, die, die. Instead of him to die, he's adding weight. Being close to the Lord intimately depends on you, not God. And please, what I'm saying to you now has nothing to do with being a pastor. Because there are many pastors that are not born again. Like the one I was preaching to that day. That is sitting in a lady's saloon, fixing his hair, and asking me why I'm doing evangelism. But you are in a saloon. You came with your girlfriend. So there are people like that, contraptions. People that were just in church and they ordained them. So I ask you, you may be a pastor, but are you born again? There are many pastors in hell now. Now, they are there. There are two aspects of knowing the ways of God. Go to verse 4. I think Psalm 25, 4. Verse 4. I believe so. Look at it. The first thing there is what? Show me your ways. What is that? I don't want to assume. What Pastor Benga is sharing now, let's even assume is the message him and his wife agreed that he's going to preach today. But God, can you show me your way? That's the first aspect of knowing God. More, I want to know you. I don't want to be a miracle worker. I want to know you. Thank God for miracles. And we need miracles. When you are driving 120 and you learn how to swerve, like Fast and Furious. I think I saw you in that film. When you are a Fast and Furious apostle, and you may be saying, why is he driving like that? What time was it? It was sometime in the night. You understand? You need to, because of your wife, you need to go quick and come back. It's in the night, late in the night. My friend Pastor Desmond was getting married. It was just a few weeks after our wedding. And I put my wife, my new wife. You people think, I'm a man of faith, too. I can't do it for anybody. Pastor Desmond, all his, the things he will use for the wedding, the next day, was in my house on Friday night. And I put my own new wife. I didn't have car. We went to Ojota around 11 p.m. late in the night. But the bus did not move till very late, like 10, 11. And a brother was with me. Waited till we came together. And I said, I don't get transport fare. Eh? Oh boy. As we did here since, we said we are traveling together. You don't have transport fare. And you kept quiet. I know you. I know your time. Oh, yeah, enter. We couldn't sleep. Oh, rather, my wife couldn't sleep. My wife she's not a sleeper. Me, Oluwagbenga, the Lord giveth his beloved sleep. No, that's her naturally. She doesn't close her eyes in the car. I don't know what's it. She's just like that. But I checked the Bible. I didn't see any scripture for it. Me, I slept. Because whatever will be. I'm not the driver. You understand? If the driver sleeps, there's no way I can know. The bus is dark. So let's sleep. My wife did not shut her eyes. She was looking. What are you looking? You can't change anything. We have entered this one. We won't do it again, but we have entered this one. Only for Pastor Rest. Imagine that I'm leaving Akure. I'm leaving Lagos 4 a.m. on Saturday. Pastor Rest now comes. So where are you? And I say, we are still here at Ojota. Suit, butter, bridal, whatever. Everything. Then you now show up in the church with Ankara. Say, where's your suit? Say, where? You're not ready. To be intimate with the Lord, you must prepare to show up. You have to prepare. You don't just show up like you missed your way and came. Live a life that is scheduled. You call me CCM, I will not pick your call. You tell yourself there are certain things, because the moment you wake up, there are certain things pulling you in this direction, pulling in that direction. Your boss is already sending you text. Your boss is already sending you SMS. They are pulling you and saying, come, come, come. So if you don't insist, you will not have prayer life. There is only one offense you can't commit in your office. It is the offense of going to the restroom. Are you hearing me? It is the offense of going. You can't commit it. Because this person needs to go to the restroom. Go to the restroom. Lock your door. Mam, bro, to shika. 10 minutes, come out. If you are not stubborn, you can't pray alive. Show me your ways. I want to know you. I want to know the God of my fathers. Show me your, the second one is, teach me your path. It's not just to say, I want to see your face. After you see your face, you must come with your notes to learn. The difference between Peter and Judas. Peter is always learning and asking questions. The only day you will hear the voice of Judas is when money is involved. Master, why are we spending so much money? Why are we wasting this oil on this? We should sell it. It's good for the ministry. Judas always sounds like he's thinking of God. But he's thinking about money. Eventually, his place was taken. Two aspects of knowing the ways of God. When his ways are revealed to you, and when God teaches you the reason why he wants you to do the things you are doing. So it is a thing of personal revelation. Tithing is a matter of personal revelation. Personal revelation. Nobody can force you to tithe. That reason why you are still giving God 100 naira as your offering is personal revelation. You want God to put his neck down for you. But you cannot. Your faith can never rise above 100 level. Sorry, above 100 naira. It's your revelation. So we don't need to fight you. We need to upgrade your revelation. There are some people now, God cannot ask them to drop their car or their salary. They can't. Their faith is not there. Show me what? Your ways. Teach me. I want to know the way he walked. Your spirit. You are seeing the way he walked. You are seeing the reason why he behaved the way he behaved when he was talking to the Pharisees. You are seeing the way he was patient with young children and playing with them. Every time you are looking into his word, you are looking for where he stood. And you are putting your legs there. You are studying the word, but you are looking for his path. So when people say, don't pray, you are praying too much. You are surprised because it was when you were studying for his path that you put your leg there. Many of us are just spiritually lazy. There's nothing. If you start praying in tongues like a madman, not all this kurumu jeje thing you are doing, that you call prayer. There's a way you will pray. Nobody will ask you to sing in the church again. You will pray, your voice will break. There was a gathering of pastors in CAC with Apostle Babajide. If you don't know him, don't worry. Those of us who follow the ancient oil, we know them. They were praying. Do you know this story? They were praying in a pastor's meeting. It's all this one we do. Say we come for pastor's meeting. We'll talk. Fight each other. By the time you pray for 3 hours first, you won't have energy to fight again. After they prayed, gave past, different pastors came, prayed. The pastor just sat down and was looking at them. Then I said, Daddy, we are finished. They told him in Yoruba, we are finished. Just give us the closing prayer. And I said, really? You've prayed? This place is very quiet too. He said, let me confirm from the Holy Spirit. Emimimo, Wole. You know the meaning of that? Holy Spirit, come in. I said this place is cold. You are not here. See, excuse me, the people praying were pastors. So. All this, your shikolo baba, shikolo baba. Hear this one. There's a prayer that touches the heart of God. You can keep lying to yourself and convincing yourself you are okay. I'm telling you the requirement. Jesus prayed with great groaning. He wasn't praying like shikolo baba. Shikolo baba. You don't have a problem. If you have a problem, you pray. The man said, Emimimo, Wole. Second time. The third time, Emimimo, Wole. Everywhere. Everybody was on the floor. Only the pastor was standing. He said, hey, I said it that you are not here. Prayer now started. You cannot deliver a realm you don't operate in. You cannot deliver. You can talk about it. Oh. You can't deliver a realm you don't operate in. Why is it that many cannot develop intimacy with the Lord and consistency? Because number one, they are looking for an emotional feel to validate their work with God. When you sing, you want to feel something like you are in love. We walk by faith. Not by sight. If you feel the emotion, it's okay, but it's not compulsory. Are you hearing me? I say it's okay, but it's not compulsory. The reason why many cannot develop intimacy with the Lord, they use the emotional vibe they get when they pray or sing to convince themselves that God is here. But what did Jesus say? He said, when two or three of you are gathered, my name, I'll be there. He didn't say when you sing. He didn't say when you sing. He said, when you gather in my name, I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be in your midst. I won't send danger. I'll come. So when you wake up in the morning and you pray with your wife, stop asking funny questions that God doesn't understand. You can't say, come. I'm here. I came before you. These are persuasions we carry. When I got to Sambisa, sorry, Mubi, you can't get to that place and be saying, God. When I was praying in my hotel room, I told God, I said, Biko, I said, left to me, I will just teach your word. I said, but I look at these people. They have many problems. You need to help them. I said, Baba, I didn't fast, too. I didn't fast, but do something for your people. They put us in, I don't know if I say this. They put us in a, you know, guest room or hotel. I was the only pastor among them that was not eating. Open this plate, see chicken. Open this one, see goat head. Open this one, see cow leg. Man of God, we are going for the evening session. Just eat. Eat. This juice. Not juice, oh. Juice. Minerals. Not Coke or Fanta. Minerals. In my mind, Karamakasota. Karamakasota. Ah! Only if I buy him, Karamasota. Yekata. They won't spoil me. They won't finish it. I said, no, just give me warm water. So they respected me. I was in their midst for 3 days, drinking warm water. They were there. You know, it's easy when we are together. We are just doing it. It was not at the back of the church. A woman came with wheelchair. She said, I can't stand for 5 minutes. I said, you can't stand. I didn't pray for her. I just heard her and follow me. I started walking. People were dazed. I didn't pray. I just held her hand. You can't walk. Oh, I just, my time's up. Okay, leave me. I just dragged her hand. Sincerely, I did it in faith. The woman started walking. She looked at herself. If you want to follow God, there's a price. You cannot love God and love your TV. You cannot love God and love your wife. You can't love your wife more than God. I know you don't like this one. We are doing 4 weddings or 5 weddings this month, including next month. I will go and join them. You can't love your wife more than God. God forbid something happens to me today. On Saturday, Sunday service must hold. That means my assignment is done. You want to stop church because I die? Is something wrong with you? I can't even ordain that kind of pastor. That I died on Saturday. You now say because of, you want to show respect. Show respect for who? Me? I'm dead, I'm gone. That Sunday, I'm in the other church there, in heaven. You now shut the church down. Are you okay? No. You can't, that pastor is not in this church. I pray for my wife. God will make her live like 120 years. But let's assume she goes at 90. Even if I can't preach, I'll sit down and be saying amen. Somebody else will preach. I won't come to church because of what? You see, there are some things that when you settle it with God, God knows that this one is willing to go anywhere for me. There are not a good time. There's one program is called Good Times. Don't worry. It's one old American. Good times. We don't watch TV. So sometimes when you check the hours of your life, you have used to watch TV. When you are 75, you have slept for 25 years of your life. So you should be asking yourself questions. Don't allow the emotional pull or emotional feel to make you feel, the moment you say Father in the name of Jesus, there's a connection. Don't think that because you didn't feel anything, that God did not hear you. The moment you bypass this emotional pull, you have defeated the devil by 70%. Because not all of us can sing. If you can sing, it's an added advantage. How I love calling your name. Yeah, you can sing. But there are some people. How I love calling your name. Doesn't make any difference to God. God didn't go to music school. All that G-clef and all those things, it was in your mouth that God heard it. He doesn't know it. G-clef. What do you have? C minor, C sharp, C sharp. It was in your mouth the first time God heard it. It was in your mouth. Oh, my Lord. They say, bro, just go straight into the prayers. Don't sing. You're a prayer warrior, not a singer. Because even from the song, he has killed the spirit already. I'm not joking. If you deal with this emotional pull, you have bypassed your journey by 70%. You know, I'm saying it now. Some people think I'm just talking. That anointing you like over my life, this is how I'm growing it. I'm telling you, I'm not telling what I don't know. This is how I'm growing it. I don't use my emotions to seek God. I seek Him by faith. And I recommend the same. Number two. The reason why many cannot be intimate with God, they want to relate with God on their own terms. They want to pray when they are ready. They want to hear the word of God when they are ready. You don't know 20 scriptures in the Bible, but you know all the lyrics of Rihanna. If I give all of us mic now, there are many of us that cannot quote 20 verses offhand. But you know all the sections of the Constitution. How to impeach your senator. How to recall your senator. Those are the things you post on your WhatsApp status. How to know if a girl truly loves you. Those are the things you are checking on Google. Google should tell you who you should marry. When a man really needs to make his mind, it's not beauty he's looking at. He's looking at stability. Go and say, I said so. You cannot relate to God on your own terms. You see, you can't keep idols in your heart and expect God to understand. You see, there's something we do, and how did I know? Because I've done it before. We expect God to understand. Meanwhile, when you go to your Ifa shrine, they tell you, 1, 2, 3, 4. You dare not come back and say you didn't see one. Do not forsake the assembly of yourself together. God said so. Who are you to say you cannot come to church? You don't have that choice. Except you are not in this Ifa shrine. Do you understand what I'm saying? We make God look like he's you know, we are G's. We are G's. The person that when they begin to worship in heaven, everybody with crown will remove it. Nobody can wear crown where he is. You can't wear your crown. You remove that contraption. Come on, are you hearing me now? You can't relate to God on your own terms. You have to find out, God, how do you want me to worship you? This is Tobechukwu, your daughter. How would my worship be acceptable to you? Cain gave God what he wanted. Abel gave God what God wanted. That's the difference. A sacrifice in blood. The moment God saw the sacrifice in blood, it reminded him of redemption. The lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. You can't give God what you want. And we need to tell you these things so that you will not allow Facebook Live to deceive you. Because very soon, people will be marrying their virtual self online. You will marry your virtue. You will create an avatar and marry that avatar. You marry yourself. Can you marry you? If they give you someone like you as a man, can you? That's why you know that marriage is by faith. The guy must be blinded to something about you. Because the last time you came to his house, you were using makeup, using everything. Now you wake up, you are married after 5 years, just tired of her. So the man has to, he has married you. There's nothing he can do again. Then you now realize that the brother, even though he always uses perfume, he does so many things. Somebody gave me one perfume yesterday and told me, he warned me, Pastor, you must use it. I said, why? He said, I ordered for it on Amazon. I said, eh. So I looked inside. I didn't see Amazon. I said, but he says Amazon. He says, yes. Okay, just bring it. I went to hide it. Because I have some of my children, they are scientists. When they see some things, they want to see why the things like that, then spoil it. So please, I have unused perfumes at home. This one. It's Amazon. You can't live with God on your time. Deal with idols. What are idols? Those things that steal your time. Idols are those things that steal your time. This is not a happy. You know, I told you, you choose the message, but you people chose the wrong one. You can't keep your idols and hold on to God. Look, let me tell you. So, you people know my story. I was on my way to Australia when I was arrested. Eh? When I was arrested. My mind is still there. Recently, I realized that my mind is still there. My mind is in Australia. I'm checking Australian tennis, all those things. My mind is, you know, you need to check yourself. When you start checking that your ex-girlfriend's profile, I'm going to be in sports. I'm checking all those tennis, cricket, Australia. Hey, this is Australia. You see, something. So that in case you hear I'm at the airport, ask me, is it local or international? If I say international, ask me, is it Australia? I say, just say, wait there. Then you come and tie my hand and leg and carry me back home. Deal with idols. It's not God simply because you want it. It's not God simply because you love it. That girl is fine to you now because she's a slim person. She will soon have twins. That brother is working in Shell now. You better know why you are telling your pastor, I have peace. I prayed I have peace. Who won't have peace over Chevron? Say, Pastor, I just prayed. But sincerely, Pastor, I didn't hear anything. You can never hear anything. If I was my wife, I can never marry me. Sometimes I don't want to ask her, but I wish I know why she married me. Because she took a risk. She took a risk, oh, alone. She took a risk. God just mercifully said he will not allow her faith to fail. So you want to marry, but you want to be sure. You can never be sure. I'm telling you. Because even when Jesus was going to the cross, he wasn't sure what would happen there. Are you hearing me? At the end of the faith, now, if you like, lie and say, God told me, he brought three angels. One is faith, one is mercy, one is hope. And the three of them told me that she's my wife. I will join you. If you come to me and say, Pastor, you know, say me, I know they lie. Now, the girl where I like, now I bring her. I will say, stand, I will join you. The day I join you, she's the will of God. If you like, you start beating yourself, I'll come and settle quarrel. Don't worry. I'm a pastor. Stay away from idols. Charles told me. Where's Tolu? Charles told me his peck. Before he got married, he told me his peck. So when he brought you, in my mind, like, I didn't want to talk. Then later he opened up and said, Pastor, this one is not a matter of speck again. This is the will of God. I said, Let's join you. You want to go and buy speck that will kill you. When they now tell you that you ordered for, turbo engine car, that fast Ferrari. Then you brought it to Nigeria on this bad road. Then the thing I do care at Maryland bus stop. No mechanic that can fix it. You don't know that your wife is custom fitted. You don't know. You go and marry Miss Ward. You don't know that your wife is to the degree of the weight of your destiny. You went to online to be making friends with Philippines. Say you are looking for a green card. You are looking for a grave card, not green card. Grave. When you want to have boyfriend, girlfriend, look for fine girl, fine boy. When you want to marry, look for destiny. Stop looking for idols. Number three, many cannot be intimate with God because they are too cerebral. They want to understand everything. If God says, have faith, they want to know why. My child was sitting on my lap last night, and I don't know what she was asking me. And I told her the answer. She now said, why? I don't know. What was it she was asking me? She just kept asking me why. After I said, I beg, get up and go to your room. Which one is why? Am I your mate? Go. She said, why? Then when I said, go to your room, she still said, why? You want to understand everything. Your destiny, you will never understand it to the end of your life. If you cannot walk by faith, that when God says, I will come back and redeem my promise to you, and you cannot hold that word simply because God said it. You want to have evidence. Evidence. That's why there are some people we gave prophecy. They went to sleep. Some of them took themselves. Say, Pastor, I prophesied. They went to eat at that book at there. Say, Pastor, I said it. The pastor that said it finished the meeting, went to pray. You went to eat. We are on the plane. Somebody says, it's my son in the Lord. We are on the plane. They gave us food. I said, I'm not eating. He said, bring it. It's double portion. And you want my anointing. The thing I reject is what you are eating. Say, bring it, man of God. Ah, it's double portion. One day, I collected double portion, me. I don't know where I was coming from. We stopped at Abuja. Then we took off again. I was coming back from somewhere. Okay, maybe it was Jos or somewhere. I was flying alone. I think maybe Jos or Adama. I was flying alone, and we made a stopover. So, you know, initially they will give you the snacks and all of those things. But I was fasting. So my plan is that I will use this thing to break. Just my church mind. Because that day, the Zobo, or what's that thing? That Ribena or something, or Capisone or whatever they give us. It was looking interesting. But me, I know it is because I'm fasting. So I decided that I will not miss this. I will keep the Ribena and the cake. Then when we got up again from Abuja to Lagos, they gave us another one. I packed everything. So my neighbor who joined me was wondering, why is this guy accumulating cakes? Is he selling cakes and Ribena and juice? I just accumulated. I was praying for myself that I will not break my fast. Because when you allow certain things, you've crossed your boundary. So I'm the accumulator now. I'm accumulating. Do you know the funny thing? When the plane landed, I got up, took my bag, left everything on the chair. I came down, I saw her say, Pastor, welcome with my wife. As I just saw them. Hey! Hey! I'm seeing the plane afar. Hey! I could not shout. You know, in my mind, like, I was not seeing the Ribena in my head. I was seeing the cake like, ah! Shy. It's as if I've not eaten cake before. Stay away from cerebral Christianity. You may not understand it when God says it. When God tells you she's your wife, Femi, when God tells you she's your wife, you may not understand it. Just say, yes, Lord. A day will come, you will know why. Cerebral Christianity is why people are going online asking stupid questions. Is my time up again? Amen. 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 You know, if people are just deceiving yourself, you are doing like you are tired. If I share the grace, I will start gisting. Today, I make up my mind to punish you. Let me round up. David, come and take. So you know that I'm serious. See, take. Take. That's my notebook. You see? That's my notebook. You have my notebook. You can take it. No, don't touch this one. Please, what I just told you now, as jokingly as it sounds, sincerely to God who made me, is the truth. When God tells you something, it will not make sense. And that's one of the evidence that you are hearing God. Stay in this land, I will bless you. If you relocate, you relocate at your own peril. Because sometimes you, and I'm saying this painfully because I pray with a lot of people, I counsel with a lot of people, many of them are not even in Lagos. And when I pray, I cannot see the specific problem they are having because their problems are scattered. Ranging from simple instruction. Don't marry her. Don't marry her. I don't, and do not, hey. I beg, I don't even want to preach again. Take. Kenny. Pastoral lesson 101. No matter how you advise people, they will do what they want to do. You will not agree with me, but you'll get there. Because very soon we'll release you to Canada branch. Listen to me. Very few people pay attention. I'm telling you this to God who made me. I will not deceive you. People don't listen. Even your younger brother doesn't listen. Your younger sister, they don't listen. They believe, they only want you to say what we agree with what they are saying. I told a brother, I said by prophecy, God said you should not marry this woman. He said, but God told me. I said, God told you then, 6 years ago, but God said it's no more in the relationship. He said, I know, but I cannot leave her now. So people will not say I jilted her. I said, who told you God is not in the business of duty? He said, I just feel I should still marry her. We are both virgins. I said, something is wrong with your head. After appealing to the brother, and please hear me, because unfortunately, these are real life examples. Stay there. You stood up, came to sit here. Grace will not cover you here. Later, I called the brother. I said, the Lord said I should tell you. If you marry that girl, you will not have children. I don't tell people these things again because I don't want anybody to carry my name to social media. Because they dealt with my fathers. Who am I? Huh? They dealt with my fathers on social media. So who am I? Let me just maintain. This brother went ahead, got married. For 7-8 years, now they are heading for divorce. No child. The only child in the marriage they realized was not even his own. You want to wait for negative prophecy to happen before you believe. Abi? There are certain things that will only come to you on the strength of intimacy. some things are sweet in Yoruba. When you learn to deliberately spend time, you could have had other things you are doing, but you decided to spend time. The seasons of poverty are your best times to be close to God. Don't be among those people that hear advice and they are looking for other people to tell them something else. Intimacy with the Lord. I pray for you. The Lord will anoint your ears. And the Lord will anoint your eyes. In the name of Jesus.